When you hear that name Jesus, what images does it conjure up in your mind? What does brand Jesus mean to you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the things that God's blessed us with is an imagination. Take Jesus, for instance. How easy is it to reimagine him into being what we want him to be, to remake him into our image? Believing in that Jesus, well, that's pretty easy. But believing in who Jesus really is, in the Jesus of the Bible, that's a whole different thing, because that Jesus says and does things that'll offend us. He puts his finger on our hardness of heart or our selfishness or whatever, and that makes us squirm. Of course, there's nothing new in that. It was like that right from the very beginning. John chapter 6, verses 66 to 69. After Jesus had said these things, many of his followers left and stopped following him. Jesus asked the 12 disciples, "Do you want to leave too?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, where would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe in you. We know that you are the Holy One from God." Jesus isn't about to water down the truth. He died on that cross so that you and I could be forgiven. He rose again so that you and I could live a new life. He takes our well-being so seriously. And sometimes, to bring us to our senses, he's going to get right into our faces. After all, the truth is confronting when you're hell-bent on hanging on to your sin. So, do you want to leave too? Where would you go? His word, his truth, is the gift of eternal life. In the end, dealing with our sin his way is absolutely worth it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. So often, we find ourselves living out the consequences of our sin, suffering as a result, and we're left wondering, will Jesus ever step in and help me? That's why I love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, When Will God Finally Show Up? To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.